This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's the time of winter when I am in need of morning sunlight. I mean, okay, extended afternoon light is great. Everyone at our little homestead thinks it's great. But now, and I think I'm speaking for everyone here along the banks of the Ojolote, but now it's time for some of that good old morning light. Cheer me up with some of that good old morning light. I want to do a little jig in that good old morning light, some interpretive dance in that good old morning light, gonna do jazz hands in the good old morning light, gonna sing like I live in a commune. Morning light, I love the good old morning light. Okay, well, you know, late afternoons are glorious. So I will now quit whining. There's a lot of wild birds singing in the afternoon right to dusk. You know, the canyon towhees, the green-tailed towhees, the black-throated sparrows, the cardinals, the pyroluxes, the cactus wrens, and maybe they're singing, morning light, I love the good old morning light. But no, oh no, I doubt it, because wildlife doesn't whine. So I'm guessing, afternoons, how I love the afternoons. Maybe I should take a cue. Oh my gosh, I got to tell you, I feed those wild birds. I put out seed for them. It's fun. And, you know, we have seasonal visitors, the migrating birds, the just passing through birds. But listen, in the afternoon, I am stalked by wild birds wanting their seed. I walk out to the front of the 1991 Marvelette, and 30 birds follow. I walk around to the back of the Marvelette, and 30 birds appear on the tree and shrub branches, watching me. I was chopping wood in our driveway, and birds studied me from the branches and the fence line. When I finally start doing the afternoon chores, birds wait for me at the barn door. If I turn away for a moment, they perch on the cans that I fill up with the chicken and the turkey and the wild bird and horse chow, and they start to go ahead and start eating it. I don't know. I'm thinking it's sort of scary. Man attacked and eaten by birds. Oh, dear. So, hey. The land all around our home is in various shades of browns and grays and yellows. Not much green, unless you count the emery oaks that are along that beautiful riparian corridor of the Ojolote. But, oh, isn't this when I always get excited about Rumex hymenocephalus, that dock emerging from tuberous roots, thick green leaves poking slowly from the earth? Roots are so woody. I've noticed that when javelina dig them up, they try to gnaw on them and just give up. They leave it. Why did we dig that up? Isn't it, by the way, just marvelous that javelina dig with their little hooved feet? No, huh? Okay, so not very green around me, but not too far away on rocky slopes. This is when you will find a harbinger of spring to come. The sweet wildflower, anemone, windflower, you hear it called, but anemone, such an early bloomer. It beats everyone. By the time we're seeing all these other, you know, everyone's declaring wildflower season, anemone is done and long gone. It's in the crowfoot family, or buttercups. If you look at the basil leaves, I'm sure you'll think crowfoot. Or you would shout, ranunculaceae! Oh, yeah! It's the same family as what? Aquilegia, delphiniums, larkspurs, columbines, clematis, virgin bowers. Okay. Anemone tuberosa. Tuberosa for the root whence it emerges. Anemone is the Latinized pronunciation. And I read that we are allowed to say anemone for the common name. Well, thank you. Some say that anemone is from the Greek for wind. It's a little more complicated than that, I found out, so I'm not going to talk about it. But one last thing before you race off to the hills, the whitish, pinkish petals of this small flower sitting atop, you know, its stem, its peduncle, they're not petals at all, but they're sepals. What? Where are the petals? I don't know. Now you know, though. If you are racing off to the hills to see this sweet little harbinger of spring, this wildflower, this anemone or anemone too, around you and me, yes, you too, rocky slopes, 2,500 feet to 5,000 feet in elevation, my friends, reminding us that spring is on the way. And that the desert is beautiful. Oh, yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.